KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and we'd like to thank all of our sponsors here in North State, North State Consultants, and all you good people of the North State. So let's see. Today is Sunday, March 2nd, 2014, and again, I'm your host, Mark Kent. We are streaming worldwide. This is KCNR 1460. You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook. I highly suggest that you do, because it seems like I get more news on my Facebook than I do on the TV these days.
Accurate news,
yeah,
anyway.
You got to filter everything. But I'll tell you what, they're just I'm starting to call it the blackout news. They don't tell you anything on TV anymore. You got to kind of guess. So with that, do we have announcements on the
yes,
fundraiser?
Yes, we do. We have the fundraiser coming the next Saturday, the 8th at Wind River. So let's see. Doors open at 4:30. Dinner's at 6:30. If you want to sponsor a table, it's $400. And with that sponsorship, you get $300 worth of raffle tickets.
And a chance to buy guns.
But guns, lots of guns. We'll have about...
Or no, get guns, win guns.
Win guns. About 20 of them. And we have a dessert auction. And we have all kinds of good stuff. So, I mean, the guns alone in itself, if you sponsor a table too, you also get a chance to win a gun.
Bob just looks like he's chomping at the bit there. He's got something to say.
Well, no, I'll bite what are wind guns. Or is that another one of those you can't explain on the radio?
I'm not going to explain that to you, yeah. Bob. That's Bob Martin, our sound producer and all-around great guy, and he does a great job here in the studio with us, and he's in the studio with us. Welcome to the morning, Bob. How you doing?
Great. Good to see both of you.
Very good.
And before we move on, so don't forget, you can buy tickets for the fundraiser
at
Patrick Jones.
Very good.
Or Jones Fort, and at North State Consultants. And our number, if you want more information, you can always call me. If you have a question, at 221-0101 in regards to that, so.
Get involved. Start supporting the North State conservative talk shows. Get involved. Start supporting everybody who's giving you information that you're not getting out there. I also want to say that we've held over our guest, Fred Kelly Grant, and we're going to be talking about coordination and CARB and EPA and isms. And so we want to make sure we welcome him today. Before we get started, how you doing this morning, Fred?
Thank you. Fine, and I'm glad to be here. I love Reading.
Very good.
Good morning.
Okay, instead of a quote today, we're going to do famous presidential lies. LBJ, we were attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin. Nixon, I'm not a crook. George Herbert Walker, read my lips, no new taxes. Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman. G.W. Bush, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Obama, we will have a more transparent administration in history, the most transparent administration in history. The stimulus will fund shovel-ready jobs. I am focused like a laser on creating jobs. The IRS is not targeting anyone. It was a spontaneous riot about a movie. I had a son. I will put an end to this type of politics that breeds division, conflict, and cynicism. You can build that. You didn't build that. That's right. You didn't build that. I will restore trust in government. Oh, boy. Cambridge cops acted stupidly. The public will have 5 days to look at every bill that lands on my desk. It's not a red line. It's not my red line. It's the world's red line. Whistleblowers will be protected in my administration. It gets better. We got back every dime we used to rescue the banks and the auto companies with interest. I am not spying on American citizens. Obamacare will be good for America. You can keep your family doctor. Premiums will be lowered by $2,500. If you like it, you can keep your health care plan. It's just like shopping at Amazon. I knew nothing about Fast and Furious gun running to Mexican drug cartels. I knew nothing about IRS targeting of conservative groups. I knew nothing about what happened in Benghazi. I have never known my uncle from Kenya who is in the country illegally and was arrested and told to leave the country over 20 years ago. And I never lived with that uncle. He finally admitted it. Obama finally admitted on 12/05/13 that he did know his uncle and he did live with him. And the biggest one of all, this is the one that won. This is the winner. Of all the presidential lies, this is the best one. I, Barack Hussein Obama, pledge to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. With that, let's get right to it. I couldn't resist that. I had to do it. So, we're talking about coordination, and you guys, for the last couple hours have been talking about carbon coordination. And my first question is, isn't this communism, socialism, fascism, or some kind of ism? I mean, it's not Americanism. Can you comment on that, Fred?
Yeah, I have to tell you that for a long time, I did confess yesterday that I voted for Obama. And I will do penance for that for probably the rest of my life.
How many Hail Marys do you think that is?
A lot. But I felt that he was from Chicago, and I felt that, knowing Chicago politics as I do, that he would do things, and that he would do things within the law.
Right.
And that's the way Chicago runs. It's one of the most workable cities in the Union. But I was wrong. But when people would say that this was socialism under him, I would argue, you don't understand socialism. Socialism goes way beyond what he's done. I told my wife day before yesterday, those days are past. I believe that that's exactly what we have. We have socialism in the works. When the President of the United States neuters the Congress and begins to declare war on an industry as he has the coal industry, and to use executive orders to do it, and to use executive orders to impose, a minimum wage, in other words, to balance out the income, it's socialism.
Yeah, and that typically leads to communism or totalitarianism, historically.
Well, because socialism doesn't work.
Right.
And when people realize it doesn't work, then they look for something else. And they don't look to going back to the Republican form of government or to democracy.
Right.
They move on the other direction.
They try to replace it with their brand of, whatever the case may be as far as, central planning goes.
That's right.
Then we look at, Eric Holder, his, lieutenant, capo de capo. I'm not sure if that's the correct term. But my question is that, we've got a lawless president, in my opinion. We've got a lawless attorney general who doesn't follow the law, who's actually telling the states to pick and choose the law and to enforce it as they see fit, which is completely illegal. What happens at the end of the day with this coordination process if the guys down in Sacramento won't follow the law either or won't follow the courts? You feel pretty confident the courts are going to side with us, the people, but what if they don't?
Well, fortunately, we've got a track record in court. The person exerting coordination has never lost in court.
Oh, well, that's a good news.
And there aren't that many cases because the Department of Justice really doesn't like a coordination case to go to court, because they don't like to keep the losses building up.
So they want to settle, is what you're saying, then.
They want to settle at some point, and that's with federal agencies. Now, we've got CARB, which is serving as a state agency, but they're enforcing a rule which they have said in court is a federal rule.
Right.
And whether or not it is, they're dealing in a major federal action, so they're bound by the federal law. And hopefully, if we have to get to court, and frankly, I think somebody will, before they, this is too big for them. It's much too big for them to give up, without a judge saying so. And fortunately in this country still, we follow the rule of law if a judge says so. And you know what? That all depends on the willingness of the government to do that too.
Right. I think we got to go to a break here, and then we want to come back, and I want to talk about more on this and you know, what the enforcement procedures are and where do we go from here. And also, I want to talk about, you know, the letter that you submitted to them and go into a little more detail.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, our community radio for the North State.
Listen, children, to a story that was about a kingdom on a mountain and the valley far below. On the mountain was the treasure buried deep beneath the stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for the very
home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Be the People and Sovereign Minds want to invite you to the second annual banquet and fundraiser for Conservative Talk Radio at Wind River Casino on March 8th. Doors open at 4:30, dinner is at 6:30. There will be an auction, raffle, and a dessert auction with dinner. For more information, contact Patrick Jones at 530-222-3223 or Linda Kent at 221-0101. Wind River Casino, March 8th, 2014. Thank you for your support.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Sovereign Minds Radio, home of the "Gee, we don't like the government anymore" program. Boy, I'll tell you, it's getting a little scary out there, this enforcement of the law issue. And, you know, these people down at the CARB, they don't seem to be interested in the law. You know, when you look at what you're saying is they got a court action over on one side of the aisle saying that, oh, gee, we agree that this is a major federal action. But then on the other side of the aisle, they're saying it's not a federal action when they get engaged in another discourse. Well, at some point in time, don't these guys, can't they become personally liable for negligence and unlawfulness as far as being sued?
Well, not for negligence or unlawfulness, but the Civil Rights Act of 1867 does provide for a jury trial for damages when a person is deprived of due process of law. There's a slight reference to that in the letter that the city sent yesterday. I've had to use that in several cases in the coordination process, because through the process we made individual members of the government aware of the due process, specifically of the violation. And what the courts have said is that if they are aware specifically that they're violating due process of law, then the person is entitled to seek damages personally and against the government.
I would think that the
Civil Rights
Act. I would think that that would be a key issue here if this keeps going on, because these people have to realize that their own heads are going to be put on the chopping block sooner or later, whether it's through a legal action or the fact that the people are going to rise up at some point and say, we've had enough.
A lady testified yesterday at the meeting in the city council chambers that CARB had taken her personal property. Well, that's true. By regulation, they took her personal property. That's a violation of civil rights because they didn't use due process to do it.
Right, right. Listen, we got Terry on the phone, and he's got a question for us. How you doing this morning, Terry?
Good. How's everybody doing?
The fun never stops.
Fred, first of all, thank you so much for what you do. It's amazing. This process is great. And I have a couple of questions. My first question is, with this great work you do, are you going to sometime during the program let the public know how they can support you in these efforts? And the second thing is there someone there? Do you have an organization of people that help you, people that you're grooming to be little Freds everywhere to carry on this legacy? And that's my two questions, and I'll take my answer off the phone. And thanks again for everything you're doing for all of us, my friend.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, thanks, Terry.
Thanks for the good comments. Let me take the last one first. Right now, because of some funding from an anonymous donor in New York City who had no dog in the fight of any of these things except anti-big government by executive order, we were able to put together a team that worked in Wisconsin on the logging and in Maryland on the Chesapeake Bay. There are three lawyers in a Baltimore firm who are convinced that this is the way. They're moving ahead there. I'm working with them. We have some paralegals. Frankly, we've run out of funds. But I'm planning, with Mark Block, who was here yesterday, we're planning to do a series of workshops where for 3 days I really teach intensive strategy, the kind of strategy that has worked for me in coordination. I'm going to take each case that I've won and go through the strategy and why I did what I did when, and work on teaching folks how to think like the agencies, because that's what you have to do to win. You have to be able to get there before they do. So yes, there are plans for that that'll require funding too. Funding is we've made arrangements and have worked with them for several months. The Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise. Ron Arnold has been in the private property business for years and years and years, and that center has been in existence for over 40 years. The contribution should be made to them, and the name of the project, which is CARB or Reading or FKG, anything like that. What I plan to do and what I told Aaron earlier, folks, is that I will send you an email that gives you the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise address, the language you use. It has come right from Ron Arnold, and it will allow people to make donations that are tax deductible and can be used by us in this particular battle, because it will be expensive. You can't take on an agency that has committed its full force to something like this without real expenditures.
Yeah, that's a 501c3, right?
Yes.
The IRS doesn't know about that, does it?
Yeah, they do. They do. And in fact, believe me, they've audited this one several times and they've always come up clean, but they've been involved in causes that, that bring the IRS up.
It's been in existence for quite a while then.
Over 40 years.
Well, there you go. That's why you got it.
That's right.
Yeah. Like I said, that was before it all started.
Oh yeah. If you tried to set up one, you would have, if it has anything to do with property, liberty, anything like that. In fact, there are 10 words. I don't know whether you've seen them, but 10 words that if you use any of them in your email, you can count on the fact that the satellite's picking them up.
Yeah, I have seen that, actually.
Reviewing them. One of them is freedom, one liberty, anti-government, regulations. I can't remember the others. But I was going to mention one thing. You talked about the president talking about, I'm not spying on citizens. I sent a copy of my book, Justice My Ass, to Nick Drenius, who's the constitutional director of the Goldwater Institute. He wanted it for his dad for Christmas. And he called me, and it had been several weeks. He said, did you send the book? I said, yes, I did. When he finally got it, it had been open for inspection.
Really?
In Boise, Idaho, where I mailed it, and it had been open for inspection in Phoenix, where he got it. So we were trying to decide which one of us caused the surveillance and decided it was probably both.
Well, it sounds to me like you agree with the president when he says there's not a smidgen of corruption going on out there.
There's not a smidgen of it. There's a whole lot of it. A whole lot of it.
We've got Howard on the phone from the Shasta Coordination Committee. Are you there, Howard?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Very good. You have a question for Fred or a comment?
I have a question for Linda and Mark, and it's related to Fred. And I will say this to Fred. Fred, thank you for spending the time with us at City Hall yesterday, Reading City Council Chambers. And I'm the gentleman that talked about my grandson sitting at the front of the school bus.
Oh, yes. Yep.
But anyway, my reason for calling is what Fred is doing is so important, and I think it behooves all of us to try and get this information all over the United States. So the things I am doing is sending information via my email accounts to people that I have scattered, friends and stuff all over. So what I would like from Linda and Mark before the program ends to very carefully, again, state how we can get this archivally, because I want to send that out all over the country.
Well, maybe what we can do is on the Tea Party website, post the information so that they can get involved and donate. And on my Facebook page, I have over almost 5,000 people on Facebook right now worldwide. So I'll post that there. And then maybe somebody can give us their email address while we're on the air right now. And then they can email that person. And we can start getting information out. My email, which everybody should know by now, is kentmark, K-E-N-T-M-A-R-K, @msn.com. And be advised, I'm in the middle of tax season, so there might not be an instant response.
I
understand.
Mark, I can give you my wife's email. I would give you mine, except I get 1,000 emails a day.
I understand.
But hers is Carol Souza, S-O-U-Z-A, Grant, @gmail.com, and she will be glad to furnish this information about the center, and we also will send it to you so that you've got that information as to their address, who they are, who their board is.
Is that Carol with a C or okay?
With a C?
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so that's Carol Souza at gmail.com. Very
Carol
good. Carol Souza
Grant.
I'm
right,
sorry.
Right.
Carol Souza Grant @gmail.com. Got it written down. We'll post that on the.
How is Carol spelled?
C-A-R-O-L.
Okay, not with an E.
No.
@gmail.com.
Right. Carol Souza Grant.
One of the things that I'm going to talk about tomorrow night is another thing that we've started, and it's called the Stand and Fight Club. We have a video that we're going to play tomorrow night, I think, a very short one. that shows some of the people in Wisconsin, some of the logging and timber people, and some of the fishermen in the Chesapeake Bay that we're helping, and we're making it possible for people to make a donation. And if they make a donation to that Stand and Fight Club, they get regular newsletters and things to bring them up to date on all the cases that we're working on.
You know, people better listen closely here. You guys better out there better start standing and fighting. This is not a game anymore. This is you think it's bad now. Wait till your food triples in price. Wait till you know there's no industry. Wait till there's no jobs, and wait till we're in the poorhouse up here because the government has overregulated us right into the ground.
And it's not just this area either.
No. Absolutely.
The people need to realize it's not just like Reading or one particular area. This is across the United States.
Absolutely. So you better get your butts up off the couch here sooner or later, or you're going to be living in a gulag if you're not careful pretty soon.
It's all of rural America.
Absolutely. With that, I think we need to take a break here, and then we'll come back and put on the gloves again.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Okay, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at Market Street Steakhouse March 11th.
Isn't that the place on Market Street where I had that really good steak?
That's why they named it Market Street Steakhouse.
I remember that.
Great. Please join us at Market Street Steakhouse Tuesday, March 11th for great food and good company as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society Helping the Animals.
Good thing they didn't name it Market Street Salad Place. I would have been confused.
Yeah.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Bites the dust.
We hope so. We hope we can get quite a few to bite the dust here real soon.
Yeah, it's getting ugly out there, people. Listen, I want to thank Howard for the call in. Sorry we cut you off there. We didn't mean to, but this show moves fast, and we just go from, zero to 60 in seconds. So anyway, you got a question, sis, for Fred?
Yeah, one person asked, besides money, what is something people can do to help you besides the money piece?
Support the coordinating committee here, in Reading, go to their meetings, help provide them information as to economic damage that's going to be done or has been done, help them organize, public, workshops where people, are told about coordination. I would encourage them to get in touch with the members of the coordination committee and just see what they can do as volunteers, because this is going to take the more information that can be gathered locally about the economic impact and the social impact of this, the better my chances are of winning the case.
Right.
Because the whole victory is putting faces on these stories.
Right.
Now, these guys are frauds anyway. I mean, isn't that the absolute truth? California Resource Board is a fraud. I mean, they had a scientist on there that didn't even have a credential. They found out that he didn't have a credential. I don't remember the guy's name off the top of my head. But they found out that he wasn't even a scientist, and then they put him back on the board, is my understanding.
Well,
so
that's right.
This is a complete fraud. I mean, what's his name from KGO? I'll think of his name here in a minute. He used to just rail on this for years and years and years. And you know, that was before it started getting ugly here and people are getting, you know, having to get involved, you know, this whole clean air thing. You know, they act like they're the, you know, purveyors you know, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is. These guys think they're the only one. They have a market that they cornered the market on clean air and taking care of everybody. This stack that goes on these diesel engines is a complete fallacy. It doesn't clean up the air. They're not really for clean air, are they?
No. No, they, and in fact, there's a gentleman in Southern California who's an economist and has a PhD in, and I'm not sure what it is, but what subject it's in, but he's a realist economist, has pointed out that, from an unhealthy standpoint, the most unhealthy counties and areas are those with high unemployment, high stress from unemployment, poverty. 40%, he says, of the health of a community is based on things like that, not clean air. Now, when the regulators focus on these environmental issues, they're creating more unhealth because they're creating unemployment. They're creating more stress. And they don't consider that. Now, that's the reason the Council on Environmental Quality insists that they consider the human element, the human environment, which includes economics and social structure. This thing will affect every person in California, everything they buy, and everything they do.
Isn't this really just about property rights? I mean, that's what it seems like to me. This comes down to property rights. Who owns your, do you own your yourself? Do you own your property? Or does the government control you, own your body, own your property, own the air?
I was going to say, it's not just your property like your land. It's your property, you.
It's your money.
Yeah,
it's your
everything.
Bank account. It's what you eat. Who owns that? Is that the people that are producing it, or is it the people that are administrating the law, or the lawlessness, if you want to call it what it is correctly, down in Sacramento? Because they're no longer following the Constitution anymore.
Well, the federal government isn't either. You talk about, well, you know that the founding fathers created a very carefully balanced separation of powers.
Yeah.
Well, we have removed the most important to the founders. Which was the most important element of government? The Congress.
Right.
Because that was the closest to the people.
Right. Well,
that's been neutered.
Well, that's with this Reynolds versus Sims thing that the state of Jefferson is going after, because when they took away the county's ability to elect their senators and send them to Sacramento to elect the federal senators, that was a complete power shift away from what the founders had intended.
Absolutely.
And that was the start of this whole thing, if you ask me.
Local government was the most important element of government to the founders.
Yep, because they were directly responsible to the people.
That's right. They're the ones that provide the services that people need. They're the ones that deliver emergency services. They deliver fire. They deliver law enforcement. You could live on local, I mean, we could thrive on local governments without a state government.
Right. Well, that kind of brings me to another question here. Isn't this going to be, if let's say that, you know, these guys are going to maintain their lawlessness, the courts don't work, and this is going to be a worst case scenario. But isn't it at that point going to be up to the sheriff to tell these guys to stop? I mean, won't he be able to stop them at the local level?
Coordination is an element, is a process that a sheriff can use, whether or not the commissioners of a county does. We have sheriffs who do that. We have sheriffs who have said to the Forest Service, one is in Siskiyou County, Sheriff Lope said to the Forest Service, you will not close a road in this county unless I say it's safe to do so.
Right.
And they backed away from him. What we're dealing here is with the public police powers, and the Supreme Court has said that that means the public health, safety, and welfare. That's what we're talking about with CARB, the public safety, health, and welfare. The sheriff is the most important protector of the 10th Amendment rights of the individuals as to those powers.
Right, and then the people to back him behind that. They have to back him. And, I mean, what I see here is a covert way for the federal government to get in here to circumvent the local rights, the local control, and shift it all the way back through Sacramento and then over into Washington, D.C. through their money. Because what they're doing, if they're supplying the EPA or the, you know, they're funding the EPA and all these others, but they're also funding the state governments, CARB and all these other multitude of you know, acronyms that basically steal our rights, isn't this just a way to centralize government in Washington?
Sure it is, and it's a culmination of what started off in regional governments, in regional organizations, which were, everybody said they were very innocent, they were just for efficiency.
Right.
Well, no, when you have elected officials appoint non-elected officials to make decisions that can't be questioned,
right,
you've given away the sovereignty of the people to elect their representatives.
Well, that's the UN Agenda 21 plan,
it,
and you know,
is.
That was non-existent, and it was in total denial by you know, the local newspaper, and the
right.
You can't even get the TV to report any of this stuff. We're actually going to be starting our own newspaper here pretty soon. We're working on it right now as an answer to these guys, because they who's ever controlling them, or for whatever reason, whether it's a political slant or, you know, they don't believe anything. You know, we were told by Bruce Ross locally that there's no such thing as Agenda 21. Well, they just filed a ban in the state of Missouri on Agenda 21. So I guess they believe that it's so, and if you go look it up, it's there.
Carroll County in Maryland was the first county in the United States to rescind a resolution adopting the ICLEI program. I don't know whether you've seen that or not.
Absolutely.
It's the local government implementation of Agenda 21. Carroll County elected a supervisor, a commissioner, who said, you know, and that was his platform, we're not giving up sovereignty in Carroll County to the United Nations. When you talk about Agenda 21, people's eyes glaze over.
Right.
In one of our hearings in Wisconsin, I had Tom DeWeese come to testify about how all those regulations fit well within the announced pattern of Agenda 21. And people just, they were horrified that Agenda 21 would even be brought up.
Right. Well, you know what it is there's a whole bunch of people in denial out there that their government hasn't sold them out or made contracts with other foreign agencies or whatever, and they don't want to believe that. But look at the facts. I mean, you can bury your head in the sand all you want, but, you know, we started this conversation on CARB, and now we're ending up full circle with UN and Agenda 21. It's all related across the board, if you ask me, because it's all intertwined, and people better wake up and admit it.
If you buy those two-volume set that sets forth Agenda 21, you will find specifically the contents of CARB's diesel emission program.
Really?
Specifically.
Really? So that's just an accident. It's like an explosion in the print room causing a dictionary, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's just all coinky dinky, and you know, there's no conspiracy. You know, I hate this thing. There's never been a conspiracy ever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they just take over governments all over the world, and that's not really a conspiracy, is it? No, it's just a takeover.
Well, and we have here a situation where Agenda 21 came before the United States Senate, and they refused to ratify it.
Yeah.
And now what we have, and as a matter of fact, as soon as they refused to ratify it, President Clinton had every agency of the cabinet sign a memorandum of understanding to support ecosystem planning.
Wow.
And from that came all of these other regulations that have put Agenda 21 into every every agency's program and regulations, every one of them.
So that goes back to Kyoto then. That's where
right.
it started, and it's ending, basically. And of course, we would never have, you know, the founding fathers were never worried about government getting too out of hand so that we would then lose our freedom and our sovereignty. That's why they put all these checks and balances in there, I think, because they weren't really worried about government ever getting out of control.
Khrushchev said that the American system would not fall from outside.
Yeah, within.
It would fall from inside. And right now it's imploding.
Yeah. People better wake up. People better get involved. What can they do? You know, I heard somebody yesterday tell me, well, what can I do? And I says, well, get involved. And he says, well, that takes a lot of time. I'm working. Well, do you know it takes a lot of time when you're not working is to go down with your pitchforks and your torches and figure out how to get these guys to change the rules after you're impoverished.
You're not going to have to worry about working pretty soon if you don't get on board here.
Well, one thing that a person who doesn't have a lot of time, one thing they can do is sit down and for 5 minutes write out what this rule would do to them if costs go up.
Yeah.
And send it to one of the members of this committee. And I don't know what, I don't have the list of the names of the committee. I'm sure you folks do. But I would make sure that people know who to contact, because I can tell you that every time we have a hearing, the information that I've picked up from the community is the most important evidence I present.
Right, right.
I have an email here. We have
to go to a break first. Go to a break.
Okay, and then I'll come back with the email for people to contact. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and Johnny just informed me that we have 2 to 3 used heaters we just overhauled and ready to sell. Some folks are starting to cut and mow their grass, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93. Propane seems to be holding steady on price, so fill up those barbecue bottles as soon as you can. If you need deliveries, give us a call. Our drivers have been doing a great job of getting things taken care of by the next day. We have a pay-forward account that you can pay a little every month instead of all at one time. So ask for Sherry. Northern Lights Energy. For bulk oils, red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline, card locks. So stop by and give us a try. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Be the People and Sovereign Minds want to invite you to the second annual banquet and fundraiser for Conservative Talk Radio at Wind River Casino on March 8th. Doors open at 4:30, dinner is at 6:30. There will be an auction, raffle, and a dessert auction with dinner. For more information, contact Patrick Jones at 530-222-3223 or Linda Kent at 221-0101. Wind River Casino, March 8th, 2014. Thank you for your support.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I will always be with you, 'cause no matter what you do.
gotta like that song. Well, I'll tell you what, we can crank that one up for a while. I wouldn't mind. But we gotta get down to business here.
Yeah, we only have a few minutes left now.
We're on the Titanic and the ship is sinking, guys. You know, maybe you better start thinking about a lifeboat here and jump on board, with some of the people that are trying to help save us. And, you know, the people on the Titanic, on the deck of the Titanic, when they hit the iceberg, they didn't want to believe that there was a problem until the water starts creeping up. The water's creeping up here. It's going to be undeniable here pretty soon. You better start getting involved. Get up off your butts out there and start doing something. Help us.
Yeah, and if you need more information, the email address I was going to give you before the break was sayno2carb@gmail. So it's sayno2carb@gmail. And they'll help you with information and getting things to you so you know more about what's going on. So there you go. Get plugged in at least somewhere.
So where do you want to – we've only got 10 minutes. This show flies by because it's fast-paced. Have you got anything you want to go over, Fred, that we need to get out there that we've missed?
The thing I'd like to say is that the letter that went from the city yesterday to CARB, I think people really owe it to themselves to read that, because it does show the extent that the agency has gone to violate the law. Not accidentally. They've set out to violate the law. And I understand it's going to be posted on a website here or wherever, but it should be. If you can make it available, and I think Gary Catt is going to make it available.
Yeah, we can post it. We'll post it on my Facebook. We'll get it posted every place.
On Sovereign Minds and 24-Hour Patriots.
This really goes to the old question the Romans put to everyone was, who's watching the watcher?
Well, that's right. You know, I engaged my 15-year-old grandson to do some research for me on Agenda 21. And about the third day that he had spent, and he'd probably spent 6 hours on it, he texted me and he said, Grandpa, this is treason.
Yeah.
Well, of course it is. And it didn't take him any longer than that to figure it out. We just don't want our citizens don't want to believe that the government that we grew up with is doing these things. But we never had a president who declared war on, for example, the coal industry.
Right.
He's declared war on them. Well, and the doing oil, it by executive order.
Well, the oil industry. Look at the pipeline. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with this guy. We can't even think of it all.
Natural gas. The Sierra Club has filed a petition to stop all drilling for natural gas on the public lands in the West.
We shipped all of our manufacturing overseas through trade imbalances and the debasing of the currency. You know, the race to the bottom is what they call it economically. You know, if you keep debasing your currency, you're making it cheaper for them to produce goods and services overseas. And so all of the manufacturing goes overseas with the big companies. So this is a planned destruction of America, if you
ask
me.
And it's very, very deep.
Well, I think it's a planned destruction of rural America.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it and you look at the blue and the red.
Right.
The 12 or 13 cities elected the president last time.
Right. All the big population centers.
And rural America is more patriotic. It's more loyal to the traditions of America.
It's more self-reliant.
Rural America's got to be taken down. Now, why? World government, the theory of world government from the time it was first introduced is that no nation should be self-independent. Every nation should rely on another nation for something that it needs to survive.
Right.
What are they doing? They're destroying our food production.
They're destroying our sovereignty and our self-reliance.
But our food production in rural America, so that we are going to have to rely on other countries.
We don't have much
food
production right now in this country.
That's right.
Well, look at California. I mean, if that's not theory, that's fact. I mean, you look at California. They what did this last thing on the water, the drought? They gave the farmers down in the San Joaquin zero allotment.
Right.
And you know, only cut back 20% in Los Angeles.
It happened years ago in Colorado. Chuck Miller over there can take you and drive for miles, and you'll see one farm after another that is dried up, because what the feds and the state said to them was, you can pump all the water for irrigation you want, but you've got to replace into the aquifer drop for drop what you took out.
Yeah.
Well, how do you do that?
Unbelievable.
And so the farms went down the drain. Farming in Colorado is in danger throughout. And it's true here. When you drive down through Central California, you used to see fields producing
Yeah.
They aren't now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What do you say to the people that say we're just alarmists and we're the haters and, we're just trying to, this is a left-right, issue. What do you say to people like that?
That they're going to feel very bad when they have to say you were right.
Yeah.
And it'll come.
And it's going to be done with tears if we're not careful.
A real quick story. There was a lady who, operated, a garage and service station, she and her husband in New York, in Manhattan, right off the ferry. And people would park there, but they would have them work on their car and service it. The city decided that it was going to put a big shopping center there. And so they served notice that they were condemning it. And they asked the people who were their customers to support them in this. And the people would say, she said invariably, they'd say, well, the city won't do that. City can't do that. They can't take away. The day that they actually had to close business, they got calls from people saying, what happened to you? Where are you? You weren't there today. They would not believe it. They wouldn't believe that the government would do those kinds of things. But we know they do. And we know they will, and they'll continue to.
Well, government, whether anybody wants to believe it, has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. That's why we put together a constitution back in the day that said we will bind trust, do not trust men, bind them down with the chains of a constitution with rule of law. And since, people don't want to believe government's the problem, but
Why we were formed.
Well, if you go back in history, who sends you to wars? Government has killed more people, taken more property, caused more destruction than anything else in the history of the world, and yet all of a sudden our government getting too powerful is some sort of right-wing conspiracy of some sort. It's insane.
A Californian said that government was the problem. It was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Government is the problem. Senator Packwood, I'm convinced, introduced this coordination language because he saw what was happening. And he didn't want local government to be completely lost in the shuffle that was coming ahead of him.
Thank God for some of the guys that have some vision and the founding fathers that has given us some tools to fight back with, or we'd be in real trouble right now. We can still win the battle here, but people have got to start getting involved.
Yeah, it's very exactly serious
right.
now.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So. We got a couple minutes here. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, we want to thank you for holding over and staying with us for the hour. It was great. And to remind people on Monday that you will be at the tea party at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship.
Right. Anything? I'm glad for the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's great. Great interview, Fred. We can't say enough about how much we appreciate you having you here and, being able to talk about things that don't seem to be making it into the media.
Yeah, and get the information out and help educating the people out there so we can do something.
Absolutely.
So there is hope.
There is hope. And, we just gotta keep fighting and battling these guys back from the local level. And then it'll change in Washington as the localities get stronger and stronger by, fighting back. I think, you'll see the tide turning. We need to overturn, Reynolds versus Sims and get back the power back into the local governments. And I'll tell you, if we do that, Boxer and Feinstein will be looking for a job immediately.
I've often said that if we had 5,000 cities and counties using this process, you would see change take place.
I think it's going to be slow, and but the tide is turning. The ship is starting to turn around. People are starting to get engaged. They're starting to understand the issues. But you can't fight this kind of a thing blindly. I mean, that's what Thomas Jefferson said. If you want freedom and ignorance to coexist, it's something that never will, never has been, and never will be. And that's absolutely true.
You remember Robert Kennedy when his brother was questioned, when they were considering taking action in the civil rights violence in the South, and his question was, if not now, when?
When?
Yeah. And if not us, who?
That's exactly right.
And that's where we are right now.
How much time we got left, Bob?
I think we're just about down to seconds.
Minute 15.
Oh. About a minute 15. Okay, so what else can we talk about in our hour here? Gosh, there's so many things that...
I think one of the things that I'd like to point out is that this is not just a City of Reading battle.
Yeah.
This is going nationwide, and this fight will be part of all the fights that my team puts together. And that's why we need support from Californians, great support, as we are asking in other states, too.
Right.
And I'm going to talk tomorrow night about the Stand and Fight Club. It's a great way for people at not great expense to participate in getting our government.
We need you guys to all come out and show up there at the Tea Party
meeting.
Show
your support, get educated, find out what you can do to help, too.
Very good. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. You were born an original. Don't die a copy.
This is KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Thanks again to Fred Kelly Grant for hanging in for 3 hours this morning. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds here on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. With tensions growing in the Ukraine, the head of the House Intelligence Committee says Russia is running circles around the U.S.
I think Putin is playing chess, and I think we're playing marbles.
Mike Rogers on Fox News Sunday. Rogers talking about the increasingly volatile situation in Ukraine, where Russian troops are on the move. NATO's chief, Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
It threatens peace and security in Europe. Russia must stop its military activities and its threats.
Secretary of State John Kerry telling NBC's Meet the Press that Russia is on the wrong side of history this time around.
They're aligning themselves with the person who was legitimately stripped of his power by the parliament, even by his own supporters. I think this is an enormous mistake for Russia.
So far, Russian President Vladimir Putin has resisted all international pressure to withdraw.